Donuts, located at 1501 Northeast Davis, where the magic is in the hole. Little River Cafe, located at 0315 Southwest Montgomery, provided lunch along the west bank of the Willamette River, serving breakfast, sandwiches, salads, and burgers. Eat Pizza, located at 2037 Southwest Morrison, provided dinner, a family-owned pizzeria serving pies as well as other casual fare.
Thanks for listening, and thanks, members, for supporting KBOO Portland, your community radio station at 90.7 FM. The time is 10:59. Coming up next on Stage and Studio, host D-May Roberts hosts a special one-hour edition. This KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Seattle Theater Group, presenting an evening with Orchestra Buena Vista Social Club Adios Tour, Sunday, October 4th at the Arlene Schnitzer Concert Hall. Doors open at 6 p.m., the show starts at 7, and tickets and information for Orchestra Buena Vista Social Club are available at stgpresents.org. Hello, D-May.
Well, hello, Janet. Thank you for that. I'm D-May Roberts. Exciting day today on Stage and Studio. We have a full hour to talk about three companies' new fall offerings. Three premieres. Yes, that's right. Plus, we have offers to tickets for memberships. You can donate online at kboo.fm or call now at 1-877-500-KBOO. Thank you for joining us on this one-hour membership edition, membership drive edition of Stage and Studio. With me in the studio are two great actors that I'm looking forward to talking to. Nikki Masood, hello.
Hello.
And with her, she plays Emily in Our Town, and with her is Sathya Sridharan. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
I got a thumbs up. Who plays George in Our Town, and that's Our Town by Thornton Wilder. Yes, the American classic at Portland Center Stage, which opens September 18th. It's coming up. You
yep.
too.
Mm-hmm.
You
yep.
too.
Yeah.
Welcome both to Stage and Studio.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.
It's good to have you here. I'm very excited about this. Our Town is in previews right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And for those who don't know the play, it's an American classic, a Pulitzer Prize-winning American classic by Thornton Wilder that was first produced in 1938. It's about love, death, marriage, everything in a small town of Grover's Corners, New Hampshire. And when it was first done, the actors mimed all the props and some of the sets, like the doors and such. And judging by the videos that I've seen that PCS has put up, it seems like the director, Rose Reardon, has also carried on that tradition where you are miming. How is that going?
I think it's going well. It's always takes a leap of the imagination, and you want to be as specific as possible. It's especially tricky for the mothers because they mime an entire 1904 through 1913 kitchen, which is crazy. It's so impressive what they're doing, because when you watch them moving around this sort of box, you see the stove and the pump for the water and everything. You see it even though it's not there.
Yeah. Well, and as the other actors in the scene, when we come in and we run into their table, it sort of ruins the effect. So we all,
because there is no table there.
Because there's
right?
no table there either. So when we're running around and we hit a kitchen or a sink, we have to sort of reevaluate where we are.
I think it's wonderful. You know, I did, as a biracial Asian, I actually did Our Town almost 20 years ago.
Wow.
And so I was one of the moms. And so, yeah, I was really into coffee grinding. That was my favorite movement, was the coffee grinder.
Yeah.
What's your favorite movement? I know George has to
throw
a ball.
Yeah,
right?
I do a lot of throwing a ball into a baseball mitt and throwing it up and down a lot, which is actually quite tricky because you can't just, you have to follow the ball, as it lands into your glove. You can't just throw it up and expect to catch it.
Right.
So I get to do a lot of that, which is a lot of fun.
Did you have a mime background beforehand?
I did a little improv.
Yeah. Did you have a mime background, Nikki?
Very little, I'm afraid. My favorite is probably the soda fountain, when the soda shop scene,
that is
where
such
they're
a sweet
drinking
scene.
Their milkshakes.
Yeah,
because you have to do the sippy straw, right?
Yeah.
That must be hard to think about. You know, how do you mime drinking a shake?
Yeah, we actually had a whole rehearsal where we just worked on, Nikki and I just worked on our drinking ice cream sodas together.
Wow. Yeah, it required a lot of, you know, intense research on drinking ice cream sodas.
Did you actually find a soda fountain anywhere?
Apparently
in
there is one around here.
Yeah. Where, where is it?
I don't know. We haven't been there yet.
Oh, man. I'd like to find that one.
Yeah, we have to go to it.
That's old timey, you know.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen very much anymore. It ain't the fast food joints, that's for sure. Well, it seems like that there's an opportunity in this town to explore, you know, a lot of different storylines that may not be necessarily, you know, New Hampshire based. So is it still set in New Hampshire?
It is. We have made no alterations to Thornton Wilder's original text, which is set in New Hampshire in this town based on Peterborough, called Grover's Corners. But, of course, the population of the town is
multicultural.
That's right.
It's very diverse cast. Do you do New England accents?
No. I mean,
a resounding
few.
No.
That's what I say. Few.
No, it's inherent in the text in some places, but I think Rose felt that it might distance the audience.
Yeah, I think what we're trying to do generally with this production is sort of put the language into our bodies, into a bit of a modern sensibility. Not to necessarily deny what the play and the context of the play, but to sort of make it authentic and true for us as actors in a sort of modern context. So we're doing our best to embrace the I declares and the G's and make them feel authentic to us in this moment.
Well, it is that time period for one thing.
Absolutely, yeah.
But I also think, you know, being somebody who has been cast as white a lot in plays like Our Town, I wonder, what is your backstory? You know, is there any kind of adjustment that you make? You know, because you're both from different, you know, different backgrounds, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I think as an actor, you get a part and you do a couple of things. You try to figure out how similar you are as a person to the character you're playing and what are the differences. And for me, with a play like this, whose themes are so universal, they're about the human condition in a lot of ways. And so to sort of think about race is feels like a distancing element.
Yeah, it's kind of different, isn't it?
Yeah.
To think about it in terms of that. So you think about the universalities then. How about you, Nikki?
Yes, but I totally agree that the themes are universal. I think also that we are living now in an era where being an American, it is a quintessentially American play. And the immigrant experience, whether you're first generation, second generation, third generation, is a quintessentially American experience. And so I actually think that there's something wonderful about doing this quintessentially American play with a cast that looks like contemporary America.
America. Yeah. It really does reflect more of what America does look like, which that drew me to me. Yeah. To the play, you know, and it seems like in the last 10 years there has been a movement towards updating the quote unquote American classics, and Our Town is one of them where it has been openly cast.
Absolutely, yeah.
So how is it for you as actors, as young actors of color, you know, to be in Our Town? Because it's one of these plays you go, well, you know, I don't know if there's a role for me, right? When you're studying,
when my rep sent me the appointment for this play, I was like, I don't think I want to do this play.
Yeah, am I going to play?
What
right?
am I going to play? The,
you know, the person in the church choir?
Yeah,
you
like,
know?
There's nothing here for me. And I sort of made a joke of like, unless this is a multicultural cast, I don't think I'm interested in auditioning. And they came back and said, yeah, that's exactly what this
and
is.
And you went, yoo-hoo!
And I was like, wow, I could potentially play George in Our Town. I never thought that was
cool.
possible.
Yeah, that's very
it's pretty
cool.
Rad.
And you to play Emily. I mean, these are the two iconic lovers in the play. Mm-hmm. You know, they really are. They're the central storyline, really.
Yeah.
It's true. It is sort of a dream come true. I remember reading it in high school, and it's one of those plays that it never occurred to me that I would get to do it. But I do think we are moving in that direction as a theater community for the most part nationwide. I mean, it's quicker in some places than others, but I do think because we want to keep having new audiences and being relatable to the public, to a wider audience, you know, so we do want who's on stage to reflect who is in the world, you know?
And hopefully draw in a diverse audience every time we we get to do a production.
Yeah. Well, it's very exciting, and that's what drew me to want to talk about Our Town. I'm DMA Roberts, stage and studio, here with actors Nikki Masood and Sathya Sridharan, and they're both in Our Town by Thornton Wilder at Portland Center Stage. And you know what? We have tickets to offer for memberships, and we're going to turn to Membership Central to talk about the tickets.
Hey, this is Mike here at the K Boo Fall Membership Drive, and you're listening to Stage and Studio with DMA Roberts and the guests from Our Town. And like she said, we've got tickets to give away. If you want to give us a call at 877-500-5266, you can set up a minimum $90 donation. You know what that comes down to? $7.50 a month. That's pretty doable, I might say. If you do that, then you can get some tickets to the Our Town play running down there at Portland Center Stage from the 12th of August last month, running through the 11th.
It's running September right now into October. It's going on, it's at the Portland Center Stage, and we have only three pairs.
Mike, you've been doing this too long.
Did you hear me get audibly confused?
Yes, we've only got three pairs of those tickets, so we're looking for people to call in right now, 877-500-5266, 877-500-KBOO, to get a pair of tickets to see Thornton Wilder's classic play, Our Town.
And how much is that membership for, Justin?
That's for $90. It's $7.50 a month. Now, put this in perspective. It costs $93 an hour to operate KBOO. We're asking you to pay $7.50 each month. It's a modest amount of responsibility. We have a goal of this program of $750, there are thousands of you listening. So we're very much hoping to give away these tickets. We have other tickets coming up, but right now we're looking at Our Town. If you don't want to go see Our Town, but you want to support DMA and this fabulous arts and culture programming.
You have to see Our Town.
Well, they get to decide, D-May. Settle down now. Simmer.
I will.
10 people giving at the $75 level. That would be a modest $6.25 a month. There are thousands of you listening. Maybe 10 of you could start that modest donation. Why don't you call up and introduce yourself, and we'll figure out what is best for you. 877-500-5266.
KBOO.FM. Yes, you are listening to 90.7 FM. And there are people coming in off the street right now to 20 Southeast 8th Avenue and becoming members. People are excited about becoming a part of the KBOO community. And I know you are too. If you're listening and you're not already a member, we want to encourage you to pick up your phone. Give us a shout, 877-500-5266. And if you're already donating, then you can increase your donation monthly, 877-500-5266.
And I hope people will tune in and call them during this interview, or right after at 1-877-500-5266 and support Stage and Studio and arts coverage on KBOO. I'm DMA Roberts, Stage and Studio, here with two actors from Our Town. And it's been a delightful conversation with both of you. They're both from Portland Center Stage, and Nikki Masood, who plays Emily, and Sathya Sridharan, who plays George. And, you know, I wonder what's the most challenging aspect. We talked about a little bit about the mime and maybe, you know, looking at it from an actor's standpoint. But what is it on a personal level? What's the most challenging part for you to play George and Emily?
I think for me, it's the fact that the play spans quite a period of time. For Emily, she starts out as a young teenager, and by the end of the play, she's 26 years old, which at the time meant she was married, she'd had children, she'd been working on a farm with her husband for almost 9 years. So that process of maturing and growing up is a wonderful challenge, but it is very difficult.
Well, you go, you know, from all the stages of life to, I have to say, you know, probably one of the hardest acts. You know, it is a three-act play, but it goes by very, very fast. Where you're in the graveyard, you know, and I'm not going to, you know, I mean, it's a classic. I think most people have either seen versions of it or not. But, you know, that graveyard scene, is it still intact where you're sitting in chairs and you're, you know, basically immobile?
It is yeah. intact. I mean, there is a sort of surprise in the way that it's presented mm-hmm. that I think is really striking and extraordinary, which I can't reveal.
That would be a spoiler.
No, but yes, I do think that third act it's the most beautiful part of our town to me, but it's the most difficult for sure.
I mean, it's so metaphorical about what the journey that people go through from beginnings of love all the way through all the stages of marriage and childbirth and child rearing and then death. I mean, it really is a complete cycle.
Yes. In some ways, I'm fortunate because he's written the entire arc for Emily, whereas yeah. I think George has some...
What's George's arc?
Well, when Act 3 starts as a funeral procession, I don't think I'm ruining that. And then George disappears for a good 20 minutes, and Emily goes on this amazing theatrical journey that Wilder has written for her. And then at the end... George appears and he has no words in Act 3, and you just sort of look at him and see the grief and the loss, and you haven't seen him for the entire act, and yet he's undergone something off stage that we don't really know about. And so for me, it's about how do I connect the dots? How do I allow myself to get to the moment that Wilder asks for at the end of the play for George, and allow that moment to feel part of the experience of Act 3, which is about loss, which is about remembering, which is about grief, and present that in a way that's affecting to an audience, and hopefully they're moved by both these two young people's experiences.
Well, and George is that focal point because he is going through immediate loss of Emily.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think it's interesting. Act 2 is told a little bit through George's eyes in the pre-wedding lead up and then their soda shop scene, and but Act 3 is really Emily's. She really takes the baton there, and Wilder really tells us this spiritual story at the end of the play through her perspective.
Yeah, I haven't really read Our Town in a long time, but in thinking about all the scenes and the structure, Wilder really was, I mean, I know why it's an American classic. Every single character is so important in this play. Every single one, and this town. It's really the story of this entire town and the journey that they go through. And he was ahead of his time in the mm-hmm. 30s writing a scene set in a graveyard where people are still alive. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, it really is almost supernatural, you know, the journey that's taken.
Yeah, and it also makes when we see these characters come back in the third act and the sort of flashback moments, these smaller characters that we just see come and go, it makes it that much more affecting when we remember that they were part of the sort of the daily routine of these people's lives, and the loss of that routine is even more tragic.
I mean, we could always make sort of analogies to economic loss too for a town and how a town thrives. Absolutely. You know, with all the young people still being there in town, and then when people start migrating out of that town itself, you know, has a downfall.
Yeah.
You know, so it really tells a lot of different stories.
Yes, I think there's a sense of there's a time of innocence that he is writing about right before World War I that I think is very important, because it ends in 1913, mm-hmm. and he's constantly reminding you, this person is going to go to World War I. This person is about to experience this, and then of course there are you do see a lot of the play through the eyes of the parents. And the parents are sort of the thread throughout, and you're tracking their marriages and their loss, and even the people who live, you know, they have to deal with a lot.
And I think what makes this play so extraordinary is that we think of this play as being really sweet and maple syrupy and earnest, but
charming.
He reminds us from the jump, from the first stage manager monologue, that death is right around the corner. And I think we forget that in our remembrance of this play for some reason. We think that it's about nostalgia and sweetness.
No.
But it's actually a very dark...
It's about loss.
It's about loss from the beginning, it seems like.
And he wrote it right before the start of World War II, so it's almost, you know, a warning mm-hmm. of what's to come. What does it mean for both of you on a personal level to be cast in Our Town, you know, and to be in this play? Nikki?
I think for me it was... you know, when I first got the call, I was thrilled and shocked, and then I was terrified because I knew it was such a challenge. But I think ultimately it's about community, this play, and it celebrates things that are that I grew up with. I grew up with a family like this, and I think, you know what I mean? And I grew up in a, everyone has a community. Whether you're living in a big city or a small town, you have your town, as our director likes to say. She has her town in Portland, her people she sees every day. And so it meant so much, and it's made me look at my life differently, because so much of it is about celebrating the small things in your life that are beautiful and that you don't think of, ordinary things, just really treasuring those.
How about you, Cynthia?
Yeah, I think for me, it's twofold. It's one about being able to get to play one of these great American parts that I never thought would be possible. And the second being, you know, understanding the nature of loss and death a little bit better, having lost family in the past and not fully understanding that, this journey has helped me sort of, I don't know,
reconnect
a little bit and remind myself of the beauty of the time that we had together. And it's been a lovely gift to have that.
Well, it seems like more and more theaters are doing more open casting, so I say hooray for that. You know, what's in store for both of you? What's going on after this, after Our Town?
I get to return to New York for a week, and then I'm about to go work on a play at the GAM Theater in Providence, Rhode Island.
Wow.
And it's called The Rant. It's a fairly new play about race and police relations.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's very different.
That sounds exciting.
Yes. It is exciting.
Yeah, and very contemporary. So it'll be a good counterpoint, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm so, returning to Brooklyn and being a stay-at-home actor for a little while and just waiting to see what's next.
Well, you know, it's very exciting to have you both here. So you're both from New York. Mm-hmm. And so what do you think about Portland? I always ask this of New York people.
I love it.
Oh, come on.
I love it. No. The coffee is exquisite.
Uh-oh.
The people.
We live right around the corner from Blue Star.
Yeah.
And oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's just, I mean, the food here is amazing.
Can't beat the landscape. I went to the Gorge recently, just drove around the falls.
Powell's is magical.
I'm gonna get a tattoo while I'm here.
Oh dear!
I just said it on the air, so it has to happen now.
You've made a commitment at this point, I think. Well, actors Nikki Masood and Sathya, I'm sorry, Sathya Sridharan. It's been a pleasure to talk with both of you from Our Town at Portland Center Stage, and it's so great to meet you.
Thanks
Break
for
legs
having
this
us.
Week.
Thank you so much.
Thank yes, you. Yes, it's wonderful. So Portland Center Stage's 2015-2016 season opens on September 18th with a multicultural American classic, Thornton Wilder's Pulitzer Prize winning play, Our Town, running through October 11th. For more info, visit pcs.org or stageandstudio.org or kbu.fm. If you become a member, renew your membership here at KBU, call now at 1-877-500-KBOO. You can get a pair of tickets to Portland Center Stage's Our Town, and I highly recommend it. Let's check in with Membership Central.
Well, thank you, D-May. We have two pairs remaining to this performance of Our Town. It's at the Girding Theater, the Portland Center Stage. A modest $90 contribution, which amounts to $7.50 a month when you start that ongoing monthly contribution by calling 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-KBOO. You will get to take someone you love or someone you loathe. It's a relatively free country. You get to decide through October 11th. That's a $90 annual contribution, and that's a retail value of $70. So you're really only leaving an extra $20 on the table for the whole year for the mighty 90.7. Won't you call right now and introduce yourself? 877-500-5266.
KBOO.FM on the internet. 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, right here on the east side, right off of 8th and Burnside in Portland, Oregon. So people have been coming in all morning. The phones have been ringing all morning, and they're continuing to do so. And like we said, that $7.50 a month contribution. You know what? If I saved a dollar a day for a week and then save 25 cents on Saturday and Sunday, I would be done for the month.
Isn't that amazing? You know, I was listening to one of the actresses say, celebrating the small, beautiful things in life. And I thought, well, isn't that just like KBOO? These things that bring light, empowerment, knowledge, entertainment, sometimes enragement. They bring it into your home, into your car, into your office, and into the entire community. Won't you call right now, 877-500-KBOO?
A little bit of money goes a long way. It goes about 48 years, and it's been going strong with about 5,000 members. And we want to grow that membership. You know, if you're out there listening, we know that Portland is growing daily. We just heard the actors from our town talking about how much they love the city. People are coming here all the time. It's been called one of the most livable cities. But I'll tell you this much, without KBOO being part of this town, then this town would not be as great as what it is. And what we want to prevent from happening is for this town to actually forget about the importance of KBOO as a cultural institution. And we know that's not going to happen because you're going to stand up and you're going to become part of what it is that makes KBOO so great and part of what it is that makes Portland great, frankly. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. Become a member today. You can contribute monthly.
Every hour of every day, we're bringing that news and information that is serving the neglected, serving the unpopular. We have courage and fierce independence, and we're asking you to make sure that you've gotten on board, because that's the kind of savvy listener you are. You patronize the arts and culture. You want alternative information, and that's why you're starting a membership at 877-500-5266.
Hey, Justin. Hey, Mike. This is Dee May. And I just wanted to throw in that this, our town, the only reason I really featured it is because it was multicultural, because I have seen so many of these American classics that have an all-white cast. And I thought, you know, here it's time. And we need to support our theater and our arts that are revising and showing the landscape of America as it is and our diversity that is, you know, so prevalent and not being shown. And so often it's, you know, invisible. People of color are invisible often in the arts, and I try to make them visible because that's what I care about and that's what I feature. So if you have a chance to get these tickets for a $90 membership, I think you'll be incredibly surprised to see this version of the American classic. And it is updated in the sense that this is what America looks like. Call now at 1-877-500-5266. It's such a great opportunity for a $90 membership.
Well, and that's precisely why Stage and Studio and KBOO go together here, because it is unifying this notion of increasing diversity, increasing participation, lending voice, and widening that pie, if you'll forgive me for saying so. I mean, I suppose that someone could do an inferior stage and studio type of program on some milquetoast right-wing sort of thing and not get there. But the reason we bring arts and culture on KBOO is because we're always looking at it with that lens of how do we increase diversity, inclusion, participation, and empowerment.
And equity, definitely.
And equity. And
yes.
So that theme is running through all the different kinds of programs we air here, regardless of the subject matter of that program. You give for your reasons, listeners. There's another one, 877-500-5266.
And I just want to say thank you to Oliver in Vancouver, who did just renew. He gave us a shout.
Thank you, Oliver.
Thank you. He got a pair of Our Town tickets.
Oh, wonderful, Oliver. Congratulations to you. And I hope other people will call, too. I'm going to get to my next guest, but call 1-877-500-5266. If you're listening in your car right now and you want to donate later, go to kboo.fm, or you can call 1-877-500-5266 and show your support for Stage and Studio and arts programming. I'm Dee May Roberts. Stage and Studio with me via phone is Don Horn, Artistic Director of Triangle Productions and director of their current show, Looped, which is starring Margie Boulay. Hey, Don, are you
good
there?
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm so good. How are you, Don?
You know, I'm doing okay.
Well, welcome back to Stage and Studio via phone. You know, you always have a way of getting strong women, particularly women who have worked in the media, into your shows. And this seems inspired, having Margie Boulay playing the 1930s film star Tallulah Bankhead, who starred in Hitchcock's film Lifeboat, if people remember that. What was the inspiration for this show?
Well, the inspiration was actually a recording that happened for her last film. There was one line, just one line, that they couldn't understand because the boom operator hit the shrubbery. So she was asked to come in and just record this one line. Over 8 hours it took to record this line. She was lonely. You know, she had nowhere to go. So she pulled in and kept the guy there for 8 hours. And that's what the whole show's about.
Well, I think it's an interesting idea for a play. And it seems to, you know, it covers this looping session, which you've just described, where she records her voiceovers for the film. And she isn't, you know, she isn't doing it very well, as I understand, if it takes 8 hours. But you know, it seems like this play is a good way or an entry point to talk about how Hollywood has treated its women.
Well, yes, because Tallulah, you know, she went to New York when she was 15 years old. She was then gone on to London in the West End. She, every time she was in a show for 8 years, she was the top number one box office person in England. You know, and then she came back, and Tennessee Williams wrote a lot of plays for her, 5 plays. You know, Streetcar Named Desire was written for her, but a lot, she was, you know, over and over and over again, she was not allowed to do these roles for one reason or another. So, yeah.
Well, it seems like Looped is getting some good reviews. What makes the show important as a play with a female lead?
Well, I think it's the strong lead, you know, Margie Boulay. I think she really has found who Tallulah Bankhead is, and that's hard because Tallulah has a darker voice, much lower in Margie's register.
Right.
And Margie has to smoke, and she has to drink, and she has to pop pills, and she has to snort cocaine and do these one-liners. And I think that's really tough for a lot of actors, and sustained it for almost 2 hours.
Well, you know, what is it about this storyline that really drew you? Because you actually co-wrote it, didn't you?
No. I actually got it. It was on Broadway with Valerie Harper, and then I pursued it for 3 years. This is the year for women, is what I call it, for all of Triangle.
All right.
So Ethel Merman's coming up pretty soon, and Liza Minnelli, you know. You know, it's my year for the women. I love that, you know, we keep hearing over and over again that a lot of audiences, a lot of reporters, and a lot of people in the press say, there's not a lot of role for women. And so I pursued for 1 year to do as many shows as I could that featured strong women.
Well, you generally do.
I know, but I really wanted to.
But you devoted the entire season. So tell us about the other plays that are happening in the season.
Well, the next one is The Book of Mormon. It's a spoof on The Book of Mormon. And it's Ethel Merman. There's two missionaries ring a doorbell and it says, E.M. Welcome. They think, oh, every Mormon is welcome. Come to find it's Ethel Merman. Welcome. You know, and so it has Amy Jo Halliday in it. And, you know, she's done 2 shows for me before, and she's just a marvel. Then we're going to do Whatever Girls Should Know, which is a book based upon Margaret Sanger, who started Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, and that's really timely right now, with the attack on Planned Parenthood right now. Yeah.
I wasn't expecting that. And then we're doing Heathers, the musical, which is based upon Heathers, the movie, the 1989 classic. And then we're doing Liza, 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 about the 3 women playing Liza Minnelli at different stages of her life.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
I'm very excited.
Well, we have actually a pair of tickets to give away for a membership for Looped, but would you consider any show this season?
Well, that one, I think the other one would be Whatever Girls Should Know. I think people should come see this one.
Is that coming up next?
It's coming up in February. And it's 4 girls in a Catholic dormitory and how their lives change because of this one woman's writing.
Wow.
It's very powerful. We were the first people outside on the West Coast to do it. I'm extremely proud of it. And there are 15 to 18-year-old girls playing the roles.
Well, you know, I really have to say kudos to you for dedicating your season of women, but I hope that you will continue to do that and have that focused. You know, it's one thing to do it for 1 year, but, you know, as a policy, you
right.
know.
Well, we've been doing, like we did Shirley Valentine, we did Driving Miss Daisy.
Right,
we've done
right.
so many, you know, even Ari Maria, Gracie, there's been a lot.
Right, right.
But I really wanted people to be focused on, say, see there are roles for women, see these women who can act, who are on stage, really focus on them to say, see, we do have these quality plays and these quality actors in town. Come see these. Support them. let's see if you support this, maybe you'll support other things that we do as well.
Well, Loop, starring Margie Boulay, runs through February 28th at Triangle Productions at the Sanctuary at Sandy Plaza, and that's located at 1785 Northeast Sandy Boulevard in Portland. And for tickets and info, you can call at 503-239-5919. That's 239-5919, or visit trianglepro.org. And I also, is it tripro.org, actually?
Triangle Pro.
It is Triangle Pro.
Yep.
It used to be tripro.org.
Exactly.
And I have that info at stage, the letter N, studio.org. Actually, stage and studio.org. And Don, in the time remaining, you know, what is it about, I guess, running Triangle Productions that keeps you going? Because I know you pretty much do everything. You know, I know you have some help, and that's needed, but you really have, you know, devoted yourself to this world.
What I love is when I hear an audience member stand up and clap or cry or the reaction. It may be two people in the audience, it may be the whole full house like we had on Sunday. But to have people moved because of what you do, does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
That's
yeah.
exciting to me. You know, 26 years we're doing this, and you know, I started it. But I still get that chill when I hear somebody go, yes, that was exactly what I needed today. And I thought, wow. That's why I'm here.
And what's your favorite moment with Margie Boulay in Looped?
When she comes in and she berates Los Angeles. You know,
how does she do that?
Quote. I cannot quote her because she has a lot of language that I can't say on the line.
Okay.
But she comes in with as a fireball, and she keeps it up, and she truly, truly tells the audience right then if she's Tallulah or not. And I think that, you know, either grabs you or it doesn't.
Well, and I think that I'm sure that all the actresses that you work with really appreciate, because you tend to work with actors of a certain age, you know? When roles are not, you know, aren't happening as
right.
much, because they aren't being written for them, essentially, or being done.
Well, we're doing something else. I just want to quickly say
sure.
this. We're doing a next season. It's called the Brown Paper Bag Series. Years ago, if you were darker skinned, you would, to get into an to be an entertainer, you would have to put a paper bag against your skin, right?
Are you kidding me?
No joke. So Lena Horne got to walk in the front door, but most performers used to have to walk to the back door.
Oh, my gosh.
So for four shows next year, we're going to do readings of this, and they're anti-lynching plays.
Oh, my gosh.
That happens next year as part of our reading series I'm trying to start up.
And that's happening in 2016, then?
2016,
okay.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that, too. Don Horn, it's always great to talk with you. I want to give a shout-out again for Looped. It runs through,
two more weeks.
Yeah, two more weeks at Triangle Productions. And I had here February 28th, but it's actually...
26th. Yeah.
It's actually September 26th
exactly.
at Triangle Productions at the Sanctuary at Sandy Plaza, 1785 Northeast Sandy Boulevard. And more info, 503-239-5919 or trianglepro.org or stageandstudio.org. Thank you so much for joining us today, Don. And, you know, I'm looking forward to the rest of your season. Very
thank
exciting.
You. And good luck on the fun drive.
Well, really, thank you. And
really
thank you for donating a pair of tickets.
Thank you, babe. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you. We have tickets to offer to Looped, as well as Portland Center Stages, Our Town, and we will talk about that soon. But coming up next is Michael Mendelson of Artist Repertory Theaters, The Understudy. And first, I want to play a clip from Artist Rep's Damaso Rodriguez, who talked about his original production, Cuba Libra, which he's been working on for 3 years. And the show is about to open on October 3rd, and we do have a pair of tickets to that. It's running till November 8th at Artist Repertory Theater. Let's hear him describe Cuba Libra.
We've been developing the script for 3 years. We started by listening to the music of this band and learning about their story. They came from Cuba about a dozen years ago, and they were all classically trained musicians in the Cuban music training system there. And they really weren't allowed as young people to play contemporary American pop music. They weren't allowed to listen to it really. They have an album called My Secret Radio. It was based on the fact that they would go up on the rooftops of their various apartments, buildings, and rig their radio antennas to pick up American signal. And they would kind of teach themselves American music and Cuban timbaize it. And so the musical kind of uses that idea, and it features a character who's a member of a band, and it's set in Miami in the present, where he's an adult, a grown man, about 40, and he gets a letter from his past. from a woman who he was, it was basically his first love when he was in his early 20s before he left Cuba. And the play just transforms back to Havana, and we kind of learn about life in Cuba in the early 90s, which is the special period after the collapse of the Soviet Union, and this kind of infrastructure and funding kind of fell apart. And it was really a hard time just to get by in Cuba in particular. And so you learn about life in the 90s, and you learn about the music, and then he's perpetually in conflict with his, the sort of memory of this life that no longer exists, and sort of coming to terms with being a man and living in the present in America.
Well, that was Damaso Rodriguez at Artist Repertory Theater talking about Cuba Libre. And we have one pair of tickets to this show, full band, and it's amazing. Let's check in with Membership Central to talk about the tickets and good reasons to become a member.
Thanks, Dime. My name is Justin. I'm joined by Mike. And yes, this is a very special edition of Stage and Studio, and our cups overfloweth with a generosity to give tickets to those who are picking up the phone right now. If you could start an ongoing membership of $150, that amounts to $12.50 a month. Think about that. $93 an hour is what it costs. $12.50 a month is what we ask for you, and we can send you to Our Town and Looped. Won't you call right now? 877-500-5266. Just one pair of tickets to Looped, and we have two pairs of tickets remaining to Our Town. Only one pair of tickets to Cuba Libre as well. That's for a $100 gift, a modest $8.25
a month. This is going to be a big hit show. It's got music by Tiempo Libre, who have their Grammy Award-winning band, and they are in town just for this show.
877-500-5266 is the number to get those tickets. $570 to go, but 20 minutes and thousands of people listening. So do get on the horn right now. 877-500-5266.
And I want to say thank you to Roswell, who renewed starting a monthly sustaining membership. And that's a wonderful thing, because it's those monthly sustaining memberships that allow us to bring you the type of radio that you're listening to right now, Stage and Studio. You know, I always talk about news and public affair, art and culture, music. And this is the arts and culture piece that we have with Stage and Studio. You know, a lot of people doing a lot of good work in theater around town. And they come and they say, hey, how can I promote my show on KBOO? And we always are happy to plug them in with D-Man Roberts.
Well, and we're one of the few places, Mike, and Justin, where people can do that, right? Because we are connected to the community. And when we are connected to the community, we can present, you know, all these artists that they may or may not have contact with to the community. And that's the whole point of this connection. And the whole point of returning that investment is by calling now at 1-877-500-5266 to show your support for this kind of coverage.
I actually would like to suggest, amongst the thousands of you listening, I know there are a number of what I might call patrons of the arts, and I'd like to suggest for a slightly less modest contribution of $360 a year. That's a modest $30 a month. It's basically a dollar a day.
Is it?
It's 1/2238th. Wow. Of the cost, and we can give you a pair of tickets to each one of the four productions that we're talking about today.
Yes, that would be awesome.
$30 a month, it's about $7 a week, about a dollar a day. When you call 877-500-5266, when you're breaking it up like that, you realize it's pretty darn modest. And as I was mentioning earlier, we're hearing from people, they don't know how much they're giving on their automatic deduction. That tells me it's not too painful, it's not breaking their bank, and it's worth working just the way it was always intended. 877-500-5266. We'd love to hear from some patrons of the arts just now.
You know what, Justin? You just said about a dollar a day, 360, which is actually less than a dollar a day. It's almost a buck a day. But I'm sitting here thinking, what if I had a loved one whose birthday was in October, you know, or this month, and I didn't have a gift yet? And I'm thinking about all these plays. You talked about that package, you know, all these tickets that you could possibly get by calling 877-500-5266. You're talking about Our Town, you're talking about Loop, you're talking about Cuba Libre with the live Cuban band, the Grammy Award-winning band. I mean, that sounds like an incredible way to spend some time out in the city of Portland in over the next few weeks and over the month of September and into October. And you could do that if you call right now. You know, you're listening to Stage and Studio. We're KBOO.FM, 90.7 FM.
And I'm D-May Roberts. And standing by so patiently with in this one-hour edition of Stage and Studio is director Michael Mendelsohn, who's on the phone. Hey, Michael.
Hi.
Hey, Michael. It's good to hear you. You just opened the understudy at Artist Repertory Theater, and my understanding is that it's hilarious. And it's a play by veteran writer Teresa Rebeck, who also writes for film and television. And the play kind of mixes the theater world with the commercial film world. Would you give us a little short description about it?
Yeah, I think you just said it beautifully. It mixes the theater world. It's an amazing kind of culmination and a sort of under the microscope of what it's like to be an understudy on a Broadway show, and how all artists are striving for a different level of success and what that means to them. It's sort of an ugly underbelly look at the politics and business of what it is that we do.
And I understand it's very Kafka-esque, so it's there's some ridiculous kind of fun stuff.
Definitely, yes. And it is hilarious. It is a fantastic night of theater.
Well, what's some of your favorite moments from the show?
Oh my gosh, I have so many favorite moments. I think the first moment is one of my favorite moments. I have three amazing actors: Jared Miller, Gavin Hoffman, and Ayanna Berkshire.
Yes, I saw her in Intimate Apparel, and she was phenomenal. And yeah, at Artist
that
Rep.
Was her first lead role. This
wow.
is her second.
Wow.
They are ripping up this script, and it is both a physical and an emotional workout for these three actors. Plus the set design, the lighting, the soundscape and the composition that has been made for the show, the props, the costumes, everything plays in such beautiful concert with everything else. It's a really seamless evening of an experience. It's great.
Well, the New York production featured a white actress in the lead role, and I really appreciate you opening up your casting and having Ayanna Berkshire in the lead role.
Well, thank you. You know, it's really true. I mean, I really believe in the open process of casting. With very few exceptions, I like to have some ideas about who I might want to cast and make sure that they're in the room so I can see them. But I'm really open to what happens in the audition room. And Ayanna came in and she understood the language. She understood the rhythm of the play. She had this great way to balance both the truth and absurdity of what was going on with her own sense of timing. She just landed it and she won it. And I was thrilled to be able to work with her that way.
Do you think in terms of casting, go more openly when race isn't specified in the play? I mean, is that where you go, you know, when...
Yeah. Do I just go open and go,
yeah,
whatever,
yeah,
I don't
yeah.
know who it is? Yeah, and all three of those roles could have been whoever. It's not specific what their ethnicity is at all. So I was just open to the three people that I thought had great chemistry together, understood the role, knew the characters, and came in and surprised me. I really wanted to be surprised. I think that's the element of surprise in the show is really important.
So the play, the understudy, it deals with being an understudy. And I was wondering, does it kind of draw on some theater nightmares that you could relate to on a personal level? Have you ever been an understudy?
I have been an understudy.
Yeah. It's frightening, isn't it?
Every theater nightmare an understudy might go through. I think that's the joy of the play. And, you know, but the truth is, even though we focus on that notion of the understudy, and truth be told, both actors in the play are understudies because they would both move up in roles. But we do focus on Gavin Hoffman's character. He is the title character. But you could stretch it to say that also Jared's character, Jake, the movie star, is also an understudy and the things that he has to deal with. It's a really sort of, I will say, it's a true depiction of all of that mess sort of on steroids.
Wow. Well, you know, and Teresa Rebeck, I have to say, I've really loved her writing, both as a playwright, but also in the shows that she has written for television and film. I mean, she's got such a command of sharp, incisive, almost satirical writing, you know, and her lines are incredible, her one-liners especially.
Definitely.
So it seems to capture all of that. I was just wondering, what else is in store for you? You're directing The Understudy. What else is in store for you for Artist Rep's new season?
Well, in the new season, I'll be playing part of the supporting cast for The Miracle Worker, and I'm really excited about that project.
Yeah.
It's such a rarely done play, and it's a very tricky, complicated play. You don't really quite realize that because we have that movie in our mind.
Right, right.
But when you actually look at it, I mean, I think Thomas has assembled a crackerjack cast for this, and I'm really proud to be a part of it. I'm also going to be directed by Jane Unger, playing the lead in Mothers and Sons, the new Terrence McNally play.
Okay.
And Jane and I have worked together before in her Terrence McNally season, specifically, and had a great rapport, and I'm thrilled that she's guiding this show. I was a huge advocate for her, and I love the play. And that, again, is a really wonderful cast that's been put together. And there might be some other stuff later
well,
in the year.
Well, I was curious because we're offering some Cuba Libre tickets, but what have you seen much of that? Have you gone to any of the Cuba Libre stuff?
Well, I haven't. Yes, I have watched some of the dance rehearsals. I haven't seen any of the acting rehearsals. I went to the first read, and I really enjoyed myself. But what we were in the rehearsal room that was adjacent to the Cuba Libre room. So at a certain time during the day, we would be showered with music and dancing and clapping of hands and screaming. It was like, oh, they're at that point now in their rehearsal.
Well, it sounds like a very exciting opening to have the Understudy and Cuba Libre so close together, you know, for the opening season.
And I think that, you know, it's what's really neat for me about the Understudy and just kind of experiencing it now is that it really is, it's been so well received, which I don't want to say it's been a surprise to me that it's been well received, but oftentimes we forget what we've created because as theater artists, we keep looking at the things that aren't working and we want to get them working, whatever that means.
The critical eye, yeah.
Exactly. We always look at it with a critical eye, and we should, right up to the end. We should fight to the end, to that opening night, right? Mm. And so for me, sort of, the response has been, oh, my God, that's great. Now we can even dig in deeper. Oh, the response is great. Great. Now we can dig in even deeper with timing. You know, so you never stop working on it. And so now with a little perspective, since I've been away from it for a couple of days now, I am thrilled for those actors. And I have to give kudos to Jory Bowers and the four guys, the four people that are backstage helping this show happen, which are Michael and Tori and Laura and Declan. It is designed to be put in a house that has automation. And so one of the tricks for Artist Rep was, how do we achieve that sense?
What do you mean by automation?
Automation, the set would move automatically.
Oh, right, right.
So it's all triggered by something electronic.
Wow. And that's a small stage, too. So that's a challenge.
It is a challenge, and it's a small stage. But what a great sort of obstacle or challenge for the artists and the technicians at Artist Rep to say, okay, this is what we have to create, and this is how we have to do it. How do we do that? And again, Megan Wilkerson, who was the set designer, and the guys in the shop worked so hard to make this happen. I mean, it did take a village to make this play happen, but there was never a temper lost. There was only, that didn't work. How do we make it work?
Well, it sounds really wonderfully complex, but also a lot of fun. In the time remaining, what feedback have you gotten about the play that has meant the most to you?
Oh, my Lord. I think the feedback that has meant the most to me was, my partner loved it, or is loving it. He hears it a lot, and he's very proud. So there's that. But getting the feedback from the actors in the show that that they just trusted me to push them to places that perhaps they've never been before. Mm. Because my way into the show was to create real people who are going through this very real experience. Otherwise, there's no weight in the show and there's no poignancy. The comedy would be there, but it would be a little empty. And they had been very grateful for that, as I was with them diving into it. And so for me, that's some of the best feedback, and the standing ovations, just hearing people laugh in the theater to a smart, witty, clever play about what it is like to be in this industry is rare, and we are so fortunate to have it. And that, to me, if the audience is leaving with a silly grin on their face and they're talking about it and they're telling friends, that's the best feedback in the world.
Sounds wonderful. The Understudy by Teresa Rebeck and directed by Michael Mendelsohn runs through October 4th at Artist Repertory Theaters, Alder Stage. It's currently running right now. You can see it anytime. That's located at 1515 Southwest Morrison Street in Portland. For more info for both Cuba Libre and The Understudy, go to artistrep.org or call 503-445-3700, 445-3700, or visit stageandstudio.org or, kbu.fm, or just call us right now. Michael Mendelsohn, thank you so much for joining us. You have a great run.
Thank you, Demay. Thank you.
Great talking with you. Do you take care?
You too. Bye-bye.
Well, so that's it for Stage and Studio, and I am Demay Roberts, and I want to thank Janet Anderson, the engineer who did such a wonderful job today. But also, I want to encourage people one last time to call 1-877-500-5266 or go to kbu.fm to renew or become a member. Justin and Mike, how much more do we have to go for the $750 goal? We have one last effort here to reach as close to that $750 goal as possible.
I want to convey a sense of urgency. We've got about $500 left to go, and I want to see if in the next 5 minutes.
Whoa. Let's do it.
Let's make it happen. I want people to pick up the phone right now. Dial 877-500-5266. If you've been thinking about it, if you've been wondering if it's the right thing to do, or you actually know that it's the right thing to do, some of you are probably losing sleep at night. I think now is the time to bring a little bit of peace of mind to yourself and bring some power to the radio in your community by picking up your phone, dialing 877-500-5266. Let's see if we can get somebody that's really generous to have a minimum pledge of about $360, about a dollar a day, and pick up those gifts to all these fabulous shows that you've been hearing about on Stage and Studio.
That's absolutely right. If you could give a dollar a day, which amounts to a modest $30 a month ongoing contribution, we'll give you a pair of tickets to each of these four shows we've been hearing about today: Looped, Our Town, Understudy, and Cuba Libre. That's for the Patron of the Arts package. If you could do $150, that's just a modest $12.50 a month. We'll send you to Our Town and Looped. You got to call us, though, to introduce yourself for us to get those tickets in your hand right now. 877-500-5266. If you'd just like to go see Understudy, that is an $80 gift. And you know what? $7 a month would amount to $84. You could start that. You'd be giving a very modest $7 a month, $93 an hour is what KBOO costs. Call right now. 877-500-5266.
I have to say, Justin and Mike, that theater right now in Portland, we're in a golden age, because it is so incredible to have this here in Portland, and it's engaging, it's fun, it's so well done, so professionally produced, and often quite moving and profound. And these are things that are happening with real people, real people on stage, and it's such beauty. It's a work of art, and for people who have never seen theater, this is the the time. This is such an incredible opportunity. 1-877-500-5266. It's an experience.
D-May, what does it say when the New Yorkers are coming to Portland to act? I think that says an awful
Everybody
lot
right
there.
Everybody wants to come here to act, but we have a lot of great actors here.
877-500-5266. We're givers. We give our signature product, our broadcast away, and we ask you to put a small price on it and call us up. Now we're adding to that. We're giving away tickets for the theater, and we're asking you to call in and start or renew your membership right now. 877-500-KBOO.
There's a lot of activity. Maybe some of you have slept in and you're just now getting warmed up. You've got your coffee and you're coming down to the station at 20 Southeast 8th to be part of the action. You want to meet us. You want to see what KBOO looks like because you know what it sounds like and you know it sounds good. You know, there was a list of things that you just read off about the plays at the Playhouse and all these different venues. And you said it's like engaging, profound, professionally produced. That's what KBOO is. And it's because people like you, every volunteer down here that's on the radio is a volunteer because they got trained at KBOO and they learned the art of radio and they're bringing it to you, and that's why you're listening, because it's valuable. And you can help that continue to happen by dialing 877-500-5266. You should be a member of KBOO.
Never have such modest contributions amount to such giant accomplishments. 23 million commercial free minutes over 45 years. We've outstripped the competition and we've outpunted our coverage, but there's still time for you to get on board. 9 out of every 10 who are listening haven't done that yet. Why don't you do that now? D-May has been doing this for a long time as a labor of love. We're not paying her. That makes her not old. That makes her experienced.
Oh, I can be old, but it's been 18 years. And
18
I really have watched the community grow here at KBOO, but also in the arts. And this, I am telling the truth that this is an incredible time for the arts in Portland. And I would love to have, you know, people who are listening right now show their support for that by calling in at 1-877-500-5266. It means a lot to us. It means a lot to me personally, and I hope that this program has meant a lot to you as well. This has been Stage and Studio. I am D-May Roberts. Till next time.
Thank you so much, D-May. We're getting ready to hand it over into Buscando America, but Mike and I have been standing on the shoulders of giants this morning. We've had cutting edge programming. We've had people calling in. We've had people coming down in person. All of this has been going on thanks to all of you in the community. We are the vessel. We're the vehicle. We're just the means. It starts with you and it ends with you in radio land. So please don't wait any longer to pick up the phone. Call right now, toll free, 877-500-KBOO.
Thank you to the restaurants that have provided food for our volunteers today. Junior's Cafe, located at 1742 Southeast 12th Avenue, provided breakfast, serving breakfast every day starting at 8 with vegan and gluten-free options. Voodoo Donuts, located at